Psalm 104, 19 through 23. That's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Psalms. God made the moon to mark the seasons, the psalmist writes, and the sun to know when to go down. You bring darkness, it becomes night, and all the beasts of the forest prowl. The lions roar for their prey and seek their food from God. The sun rises and they steal away. They return and lie down in their dens. And then people go out to their work, to their laboring until evening. Psalm 104 is called to praise. In yesterday's portion of the psalm, water was used as an example of why we should praise God. This liquid we take for granted is essential to life. We wouldn't make it a week without it. Today, the moon and the sun are used for the same purpose, a call to praise the Lord. The cycle of each day provides God's creation with all it needs. For people, the day provides a time for work and the evening a time for rest. For some animals, the evening is a time to search for food. For man and beast, the moon marks the seasons to enjoy the variety of summer's heat and winter's cold. Since the sun rises and sets every day, just like clockwork, we can easily miss this great cycle that God provides. Today, praise God for His creation, the rising sun and the heat of high noon. Praise Him in the evening when you see the moon. Let it remind you of God's blessings throughout the day. God's blessings are all around us, even in the daily cycle that we take for granted. The psalmist calls us to open our eyes, watch for God, and give Him praise. So, Father, thank You for the sun, the moon, the stars. Allow me to ponder Your creation and give You praise for the great blessings of each day's cycle. And help me to see Your hand at work all around me, every day, all the time. Help me to watch for You. In Jesus' name, amen.